The theme of my sermon today is love. I think some preachers may talk about unity in this week, but I just keep the theme for next Sunday because next Sunday is Pentecost. So today I focus on love. So have you ever waited for someone to love you? Jerry, have you ever waited for someone to love you? Still waiting?
Depends on the kind of love you're asking. Relationship, yes, I'm still waiting for
you. All right. Maybe you have tried to be perfect, hoping that would make you lovable. Maybe you have worked extra hard, thinking that would earn someone's affection. We spend so much of our lives trying to earn love, don't we?
No.
Edwin, so you tried to earn love? Rose?
No.
No, really?
It's given anyway.
All right, wow. Your face is very firm. But what if I told you that you are already loved completely, perfectly, and forever? What if the love you have been seeking has been yours all along? Today's reading from John's Gospel and Acts tells us exactly this truth. In John 17, we listen in on Jesus' prayer, not just for his disciples who were there with him, but for all of us who would come to believe later. Verse 20 makes this clear. Jesus prayed for those who will believe in me through their message. That's us. That's you and me sitting here today. In this beautiful prayer, Jesus reveals something amazing. He tells us that God loves us with the same love that God has for Jesus himself. Listen to his words. That the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. This is not about earning God's love. This is not about being good enough. Jesus is saying that God's love for us is already complete, already perfect, already ours. Think about that for a moment. The love between God the Father and God the Son, that infinite, perfect love, that same love is already in you. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to prove you deserve it. It's already yours. The story from Acts shows us this truth in action. Paul and Silas are in the darkest, most secure part of the prison. They have been beaten and chained. But even there, they are singing hymns and praying. They are not trying to earn God's love or salvation or prove their worth to be saved. They would already know they are loved, even in the worst circumstances. When the earthquake opens the prison doors, something remarkable happens. Paul and Silas don't run away. They just stay. And when the jailer panics and wants to take his own life, they stop him. Don't harm yourself, Paul calls out. We are all here. The jailer is amazed. He falls down before them and asks, "What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved?" Paul's answer is beautifully simple. Believe in the Lord Jesus. Believe in the Lord Jesus. That's it. Just believe. But what does it mean to believe? What does it mean to believe? It's not about following a list of rules or being perfect. To believe means to accept that God's love for you is already real, already yours. It means recognizing that in Jesus Christ, God has shown you how much you are loved. The jailer didn't have to clean up his life first. He didn't have to prove he was worthy to be saved. Paul and Silas welcomed him just as he was and immediately baptized him and his whole family. Then this former jailer washed their wounds and fed them. Love received becomes love given. This is the heart of the gospel. We don't believe in God to become loved. We believe in God to understand that we are already loved. We don't come to church to earn salvation. We come to church to celebrate the salvation that is already ours through Jesus Christ. Jesus prayed that we would be one, just as He and the Father are one. This unity isn't something we have to create through our efforts. It's something that already exists because of God's love. When we truly understand that we are already loved, already accepted, already saved, then we can love others in the same way. The slave girl in Acts who was freed from her spirit, the jailer who was ready to end his life, Paul and Silas in their prison cell, all of them discovered they were already loved by God. That love transformed everything. Here's what's beautiful about this truth. When we really believe we are already loved, it changes how we see everyone else too. We begin to see that the difficult person at work is already loved by God. The neighbor who annoys us. Babe, you have some neighbor who annoys you? Yes. Don't tell the name. All right. So the neighbor who annoys us is already loved by God. The stranger we pass on the street is already loved by God. We gather here each Sunday not to earn God's love, but to remember it, to celebrate it, and to be strengthened by it. We come to hear again and again that we are God's beloved children, that Christ lives in us, that we are already one with God through Jesus. So as we live here today, we carry this incredible truth with us. You are already loved. Not because of anything you have done or will do. Not because, but because God chose to love you. Jesus Christ lives in you. God's perfect love is already yours. So here's the question I want to leave you with this week. How will you show others that they too are already loved by God? How will you help someone else discover the amazing truth that God's love for them is not something they need to earn, but something they can simply receive? Take this question with you. Think about it. Pray about it. And watch how God might use you to share this incredible love that we have all already been given. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for the incredible gift of your love that is already ours through Jesus Christ. Help us to truly believe that we are your beloved children, not because of what we do, but because of who you are. Give us courage to share this amazing love with others, showing them they too are already cherished by you. May your love flow through us this week. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.